You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Bam up, wop wop, skibbity do, bam ba dam ba one up, wop wop, skibbity wop wop, one ee and a. Can you give me a body yaddy yadda?
Body yaddy yadda.
Good scotty wop.
Scotty wop.
Everybody, give me the bumpity boo. Bumpity
bumpity
boo. Wop 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 wop. I'd have had a thousand tails. We master you in luck, cause up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fail. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo and half. See, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir,
what
will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, shout it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now, 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 life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
But you the boss, the king dish.
Yeah! I say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? There it is. Come on, fellas, help me out. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you do. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now watch me sell it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, my.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, no.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ha! Come on, kid. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this? Like your buggy, I'm here to answer all your midday prayers. You got me bona fide certified. You got a genie for a charge of fare. I got a thousand words to help you out. So what you wish, I really wanna know. You gotta listen, that's the ream out. Oh, no doubt, but all you gotta do is rub like so. Come on, yes. And on,
Mr. Aladdin, sir,
have a wish or two. Your friends do this. No, really, can they? You're welcome. Welcome to Dancing with the Scimitars. Down a little bit, sing a few old classics, a couple of favorites of mine. I'll get back to you in a second. Thank you. Tale as old as time. Thank you very much. True as it can be, barely even friends. Beauty and
look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think
And you'll never hear that we'll fly to the blue corn moon. So whether we have white or copper skin, I want to mention in the great white, ever just the same, ever a supreme. Though he's sitting here, watch hell disappear right before your eyes. Oh.
Yes!
To your own Showtime. It's Sunday evening. That was Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
That was
exciting.
Amazing. And we were trying to tap dance, although neither of us know how to tap dance. So it was a lot of like hand gestures.
Smiling.
So
I am so out of breath from trying to tap dance for about 12 seconds.
But if you could send in videos of yourself like pretending to tap dance, that would be amazing.
Segue time.
Thank you.
Want to send in a video, put it on the URN Showtime Facebook page. Search URN Showtime in Facebook or Showtime URN on Twitter.
Yes.
That's how to find us. Unfortunately, we're pre-recording this.
And we're having to pretend it's like 6 p.m. on a Sunday and we're like really tired. When in fact,
it's quarter past two on a Wednesday afternoon.
So it's a different vibe going on.
It is indeed. So unfortunately, we can't receive any of your messages today, though feel free to send them in at urn1350.net if you want. But if you get in touch with us via Facebook or Twitter, we will contact you that way.
We'll be around. Well, I'll be around on the Twitter.
I'm on holiday. Sunday. That's why I'm not here.
Whatever. I'll be around to deal with everything as your gallant host goes gallivanting on holiday.
It's my birthday weekend.
It's true.
It's a special occasion.
I refuse birthday now.
I refuse to accept that I'm nearly 20. We are not talking about that.
Okay.
Opening for us tonight was Friend Like Me from the Broadway production of Alan Menken's Aladdin. Alan Menken, a huge name in musical theatre. He's written loads of Disney films, but he also did things like Sister Act, the musical.
I think you can tell through the tone of it that it sounds very much like...
Well, that's an Alan Menken classic. It opened on Broadway in 2014. It's been running there ever since. I love it. It gives sort of five
amazing
musicals in one. The section where he goes into the sort of the Disney classics.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. The bit where James Monroe Iglehart sings when he does Colours of the Wind from Pocahontas. My favourite moment in any opening number we've played here. Coming up tonight, we've got songs from We Will Rock You, The Producers, Adam's Family. Plenty from Rocky Horror, because that's in Nottingham all week. More about that later. But for now, I'm going to hand over to Abby to introduce our next song.
Hello.
This is a special request from her.
Yes, I've had... Well, okay, little short story time. I went on holiday to Germany over Easter, and the only song, apparently, that my brain provided while looking at the nice, lovely, like, green grass of Germany was The Hills Are Alive from The Sound of Music. And it has been...
Or Moulin Rouge.
Well, that's not what my brain went for. My brain went for Julie Andrews with her hands out, spinning round and round.
Spinning. Got to do lots of spinning.
The amazing thing was the helicopter had to go right next to her to get, like, the shot. So she said that it was really difficult to film because she was being blown back because she was trying to spin. But yeah, so that's been stuck in my head. And so I requested that we play it and try and expel it from my mind.
Okay, so this is going to get it out of your mind. Well, very nicely introduced, Abby. This is Julie Andrews with The Hills Are Alive. Absolutely beautiful, Julie Andrews there with The Hills Are Alive from The Sound of Music. I was just telling Abby during that song break that when she'd requested it, I was sort of going to kill two birds with one stone because basically I want everyone to know that the production of Grease Live that was put out earlier this year, starring people like Aaron Tveit,
love him.
Julianne Hough, Vanessa Hudgens, all those kind of people in it. That's now available on Netflix. So I wanted everybody to know that. But to cover that, I thought, we'll do The Sound of Music Live that was put on ITV over Christmas, starring Cara Toynton, Julia Lovenden, Alexander Armstrong. It was a really good production. Highlight was when one of the children fell over. Classic moment. Cara Toynton, full mark, just goes, "Oh, you're okay, Marta." Even got the right name and everything.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
Good, because otherwise I would have panicked and gone, "Oh my God, are you all right?"
Like, so I was going to play Cara Toynton's version, but there's just this really annoying bird. There's an obvious joke there. We're not going to make it. There's this bird tweeting for the entire song, and it's so annoying. I should have got a clip of it, but I didn't.
Go find it if you want, and then be grateful that we played the Julie
Andrews.
Yeah,
it's so incredibly annoying. But Julie, you can't go wrong with Julie Andrews. It's absolutely beautiful. But as I was saying, Grease Live, now available on Netflix. Also on YouTube, but that's not really official Watch it on Netflix. Watch it on Netflix.
Not sponsored, by the way.
No. We should get a sponsorship.
We should. Please, Netflix. We'll plug anything that you want.
We'll plug anything. Our next song is from Grease Live. This is Anne DeVay and the rest of the cast with the one, the only Grease Lightning. Don't you dare try and not dance along.
This car could be systematic. Hydromatic. Ultramatic. Why, it could be Grease Lightning!
Grease Lightning!
Now they finished. That was Grease Lightning from Grease Live! Exclamation mark. I'm sorry, I breath again from dancing. You guys were missing out on the dancing.
It was unbelievable, really. I couldn't explain it if I tried.
No. That was, of course, Aaron DeVay and the cast of Grease Live with Grease Lightning. Nicely updated there, I think, to, you know, have fewer swearing, yeah, sex references,
just a few.
Completely devoid of cling film. Yes. That's my one issue with Grease the film.
The cling film.
We do not need cling film in Grease. Now, I feel like we're going to ruin the completely PG version of Grease now with our next song, because, as you know, Rocky Horror has been...
Rocky Horror, and no, that just suddenly, the name Rocky Horror, suddenly everyone goes, oh, okay.
This is going to spoil it. Yeah, Rocky Horror has been in Nottingham all week. Obviously, it's Wednesday at the moment for us, mm-hmm, so it's still ongoing. By Sunday, I think it's finished. Because it's Sunday in the future, I went to see it on Saturday.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Let's say it was really good. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. It always is whenever you see it. I cannot wait to go and see it. Let's just leave it at that. It's going to be brilliant. It's going all over the country. So if you have missed it in Nottingham and it's something you're interested in, do go and see it. Make sure you dress up.
Yeah, I'm getting obviously.
Fishnet tights out.
Ooh.
It's exciting.
Apart from you don't own any. So.
Well, by Sunday I will.
The future's great. You can say anything.
I can say anything in the future.
So what do we all think about the dinosaurs coming back? That was random, wasn't it? What a Thursday evening.
Now, this is one of my absolutely favourite songs in Rock Hill. I mean, I love them all, but this is just... This is sort of my go-to one, singing around the house or in the shower, which has occasionally got me in trouble.
Yeah, I can imagine a few situations.
When you're guarding, when you're looking after some year seven students.
Guarding
and suddenly,
some year seven students.
Guarding was a poor
away.
Choice of word. You know, when you're looking after some year seven students and suddenly touch me comes into your head and you have to stop yourself from saying anything. But it is a fantastic song. And I really hope Ofcom isn't listening because this could potentially be the one that takes us off the air. It's fine.
Warnings.
Warning signs, warning signs, warning signs. It's fine. It is PG. It's just...
implies
yeah,
certain things.
If you're especially conservative, you may want to ask young children to leave the room. But it'll be fine. From the 2015 live screening of Rocky Horror, this is Touch a Touch Me.
Tell us about it, Janet. I was feeling done in, couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she's a...
Uh-huh. I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me.
Versions, because then you could clap along with the end.
It's so. I mean, I like the professional recordings as well, but there's something really special about sort of how the moment is captured in the live recordings. That was, of course, Hayley Flaherty with "Touch a Touch Me" from Rocky Horror. Slightly more disturbing, maybe, when you think that she used to play Miss Honey in Matilda the Musical.
Yeah,
well, with that image in your head,
at least it shows her versatility as an actress.
There we go. We'll move on from that. Now, during one of the song breaks last Sunday, Abby mentioned to me that she'd only recently seen the film of The Producers. Mm-hmm. And what did you think of that, Abby?
I thought it was amazing, but also I feel like it's one of those films that you need to watch on your own to kind of like have all of your reactions, and then you can watch it with other people who have also seen it. Because some of the scenes and things that happen, I couldn't imagine watching them with someone else in the room, because then I'd be hyper aware of someone else
being See, I do know what you mean. I didn't have that option. My dad was in it.
Wow.
So I was like, no, we're just going straight in at the deep end. Yeah. It's a show that I've always loved. I've seen it many, many times. We've on film, but on stage as well. It's brilliant.
I should point out that I watched the newer version rather than the Gene Wilder version, which was ages ago.
That's actually an interesting point you make, because I remember the Gene Wilder version. I think it was on television. Mm-hmm. And me being a huge fan of the producers went to watch it. And I was so sat there waiting for them to start singing. And they never do.
And you're like, this is wrong. This is a musical. And I was like, oh no, it's not a musical.
This is a musical. And Gene Wilder's in it. This should work. Why? But there's no music. But so because I'm such a huge fan of it, and now you are as well, welcome to the club. We have jackets. I thought we'd play a song from the show. This is actually from the original Broadway production rather than the film. Mm-hmm. But it's fine because most of the Broadway cast...
they just took them out of the Broadway musical and went, here, a film set. You all know how to do this. And they're like, great.
Yeah, so it works really, really well. This is Nathan Lane, Matthew Broderick, Gary Beach, Roger Bart, and the ensemble of the producers with an absolute classic. This is Keep It Gay.
Listen, Roger, did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. I, for one, for instance, never realized that the Third Reich meant Germany.
Yeah, how about that? Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not.
The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty. Shows should be more witty. Show should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay,
keep it gay,
keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello. Keep it happy, keep it snappy,
keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Dopey showgirls in gooey gowns. 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do Springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke. What? Of genius.
I see it. I see it. At last, the chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war. Excuse me. It's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history.
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see... a line of beauty.
beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem. With leather boots and whips on their hips, it's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, turn, kick, turn, 1, 2, 3, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant! Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute! This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it! Sample champagne!
Oh. If at the end you want them to cheer, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Comedy's joy is a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your string burst and it's just a day.
Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it gay.
There isn't a round of applause, but let's give it one.
We were having so much fun that we almost forgot to put our headphones back on. And suddenly, just, I think Ella's panicked look of, oh no! Was like, oh.
There's so much brilliance in that song. It's wonderful. That was Keep It Gay. From the original Broadway cast are the producers. I feel like, as Abby pointed out during the song, there maybe should have been another conservative warning before that.
But can you not love it? I mean...
We've had Rocky Horror, now we've had Nazis. Fun fact, you know, I said Miss Honey played Janet in Rocky Horror. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy who plays Carmen Gear in that also voices Disney's Hercules, the singing voice. There you go.
It all interlinks. We started with Disney. We're going to keep weaving everything in.
There are plenty of...
It's a layered show.
Implied segues. Ooh. Actually, there's a segue coming up now.
What?
It's very exciting, I know. Edge of your seat kind of stuff.
I'm holding onto the desk.
Now, Nathan Lane is, of course, a huge name in musical theatre. He originated the role of Max Bialystock in The Producers, as you've just heard. Now, he also originated the role of Gomez Adams in the recent production of the Adams Family musical on Broadway.
Amazing.
It's incredible. Now, again, this is another one that I didn't really know that much about until, again, my dad sort of mentioned it in a let's have a musical conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of unfortunate on a sort of side note that the three shows they were picking from this year were the Addams Family musical, Victoria Wood's Acorn Antiques, and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So now they've gone for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and it's going to be brilliant. It's a huge dance musical made famous by Robert Lindsay just recently in the West End. But it's unfortunate there's sort of been these sort of advertisement of the other two recently. But it'll be fantastic anyway. Yes. Now I did consider playing a song from the Addams Family that featured Nathan Lane in it. There was one called "Let's Not Talk About Anything Else But Love." His pronunciation of the word chocolate is worth a Tony in itself. And I promise I'll play it at some point in the future. But I'd kind of listened to the soundtrack multiple times. And the song that I'm going to play, it's called Pulled. It's about when Wednesday Addams sort of realises that she's beginning to fall in love with somebody. And it's kind of changing her personality slightly. And the first time I heard it, I thought, oh, this is quite... Broadway or something like that. But it's the one that I've had in my head all week. So judge for yourself. I hope you like it as much as I've found myself liking it. This is Pulled from the Addams Family.
I don't have a sunny disposition. I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face. I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction. Through my my painful pursuit, somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossibly cute. God, what do I do? Mother always said, be kind to strangers, but she doesn't know what they destroy. I can feel the clear and present dangers when she learns that the boy has got me pulling in a new direction. I think I like
that. Was good, that was good.
I think I like
do it again, do it again.
I'm being pulled in a new direction. And this feeling I know is impossible, so I'll confide that I've tried, but I can't let it go. It's disgustingly true. Oh, oh, oh. Puppy dogs with droopy faces, unicorns with dancing mice, sunrise in wide open spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies at picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights, and Christmas Eve, sugar plums. String quartets and Gia pets and afternoon banana splits, angels watching as I sleep and live a they keep insisting, I'll stop resisting. Just watch me fall in a new direction. I should stay in the dark, not obey every spark, but the boy has a fight better far than his bark. And you bet I'll find you, do what's truly devil, as I'm pulled in a new direction.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Yeah, headphones sorted.
Yep.
It was good.
They fell off my head.
It was, there was a nice temporary bit where you kind of had an afro. It was brilliant. That was Krista Rodriguez with Pulled from the Addams Family musical. I do quite like that. I would definitely play more of the Addams Family on the show. Let's just say I know exactly how the Halloween show is going to start this year. Months in advance. It's sorted.
We're very good at planning.
Yeah, same planning. I feel I should I should have really mentioned this before the song. The screaming partway through, she's also torturing her brother at the same time, singing this song about falling in love. There are many levels to the song, but I feel I should have warned that particular.
Anyway, but now you know.
Now you know. And now I think it's time to return to tonight's special show, the one, the only. It's Rocky Horror. Again, this is taken from the 2015 live recording of it. The guy singing it is sort of one of the few people who hasn't reprised his role. Instead, it's going to be Paul Cattermole of S Club 7 fame.
Wow. Oh.
Singing this. I'm so excited.
Oh, no. It's like my childhood, but also like in Rocky Horror, which
it's really
weird.
Bizarre. So we've got S Club 7 star playing Eddie. It's a weird situation, but it's going to be fantastic. This is one of my favourites, again. It's Eddie's Teddy.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain, but he never caused her nothing but pain. He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll, porn, and a motorbike. Shooting up young! He was a low-down, cheap little punk, taking everyone for a ride.
When Eddie said he did like he's telling you, he wasn't a good kid. But when he fell in July,
he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
what's he say?
I may be dead, they mustn't carry out their evil deeds.
When Eddie said he did it like he said he knew, he was a no good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy! And I did.
When Eddie said he did it like he said he knew, he was a no good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did. And I did. What a guy.
Makes you cry.
And I did. What a guy.
Makes you cry.
And I did.
We should just end every song with our own round of applause. It's brilliant.
It's a new thing.
That was the cast of the 2015 live broadcast of Rocky Horror with Eddie's Teddy. I love, there's such a great rock and roll feel to that song. It's brilliant.
But those high notes, and then there's that pause, and everyone just goes, wow.
It's impressive. Also joined there by Anthony Head as a guest narrator. Within the night, they had Stephen Fry, Emma Bunton, Mel Gedroych. Mel Gedroych was hilarious. She came on Nate Cake. It was it doesn't sound funny, but it really was. I think that's also been put on YouTube, so if you want to watch it unofficially, it is available. Now we're going to take a slight step back from sort of the big dancey numbers. I was kind of sorting through the music on my laptop recently and came across this little beauty, which I haven't heard in ages. Now, we all know the song The Impossible Dream. Even if you think you don't know it, as soon as I play it, you will know exactly what it is. Few people know that it's from The Man of La Mancha, a 1965 musical about Don Quixote that initially ran, I think, for about 2,300 performances. 2,328 is the number.
I was going to say, because you go 2,000, I was like, days? Like, not weeks, surely.
No, it ran for 2,328 performances. That number is engraved in my memory. Okay. It won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and has been revived multiple times since then on Broadway and around the world. Personally, I think the version I'm going to play is the best ever version of this song.
Just putting it out there.
That's a fact. No, it's not. It's an opinion, but it is absolutely fantastic. It's performed by an absolute all-round musical theatre legend, the one, the only Alfie Beau. Love him. joined here, also, very excitingly, by the hilarious Matt Lucas.
Oh.
I feel he deserves a love him, but it's not the same kind of love him.
No, it's like a subsection of the love him genre.
Quite like him. There we go. I'm fond of him. There we go. So this is Alfie Beau and Matt Lucas with The Impossible Dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go.
To right the unrightable wrong. To love pure and chaste from afar. To try when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star.
This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far,
to fight for the right without question or pause,
to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest.
And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars,
still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable.
You may have just heard Abby coughing there.
Sorry.
It was because we were so overwhelmed about how exciting that song was.
Yes. It made me feel so many emotions that I was just like, ooh.
It definitely wasn't me trying to tap dance again.
No.
Doing the impossible dream.
And her having your headphones nearly fall off.
Yeah, these headphones are slightly too big.
Mine are plugged in a bit further down, so I go to go laugh and then I nearly get fall over as well. So it's all going on in the studio.
Aren't these exciting little tidbits we give you about our life here?
Don't you want a webcam?
URN? There is a webcam somewhere.
Ooh.
It just doesn't work. Maybe there's not in this studio. Fun times. That was, of course, Alfie Bo and Matt Lucas with The Impossible Dream. I love the fact that they're actually friends. Aww. They used to live together. That's so sweet.
Aww.
Now, as I sort of hinted at, Abby, this isn't exactly a fun fact, but I've sort of been wondering what's happened to Alfie Bo. I haven't heard a great deal from him recently. That sounds like I know him personally.
Just do a little check-in.
Yeah, just wanted to know.
With old Alfie.
Yeah. So I did some research. Turns out he's actually starring as J.M. Barry in Gary Barlow's Finding Neverland on Broadway. Oh. Obviously, Glee's...
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's fine, guys. It's okay. He's got work. I assume somewhere to live. Yeah, I guess Glee's Matthew Morrison has obviously left the role now and Alfie Bo is taken over. So,
which then leaves another question. What's happening to...
What's happening to Matthew Morrison?
No, like, come on.
We have too many people to worry about. I'm sure he's fine.
He'll be fine.
I think he probably made quite a lot of money with Glee.
Probably.
If anyone's going to Broadway, just drop in to Finding Neverland, say hello to Alfie from us. He'll look at you really confused.
Tell him that Ella loves him.
Yeah, there we go. Finding Neverland, I'm sure, will be included at this year's Tony Awards. It performed there last year. I'm sure it'll be nominated this year, along with Aladdin and things like that. There'll be more about that coming up in later weeks as we get closer to the Tony Awards, when I'll be doing my specialist show, 2 hour long. Yay! But interestingly enough, the nominations for the Tony Awards comes out this Tuesday, 3rd of May. I'll be releasing the stuff on Facebook as and when I find out about it. I'm sure Abby will do the same on Twitter.
Keep your eyes peeled.
So, URN Showtime Facebook, at Showtime URN Twitter.
Come on.
Get in. Get on board with the social media train.
Wow.
We're never going to say that again.
Might be why no one wants to join us on social media. I think I may have found the
crux. It's just
us. Crux.
Now it is time for the penultimate song of the evening.
Aww.
But don't be sad, because it is an absolute belter.
Woo!
Yes, indeed. Woo indeed. Now, last Sunday, again during one of the song breaks, because, you know, Abby and I don't always dance and sing. Sometimes we actually talk.
Yes.
When the mics aren't up.
We're not just friends on air. We are actually friends in real life as
well.
Yeah,
it's nice. I mean, quite often we are dancing and singing, which is why we're then incredibly out of breath when we go to do the next link. But sometimes we talk as well. And I mentioned during... I asked Abby... It was kind of a confession on my part.
Yeah.
I asked Abby if... she also sings along to the instrumentals in the songs, because I do it all the time. Yes. Can you remember what your answer was, Abby?
My answer was that everyone does to at least one song, and that song is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Now, it's a brilliant answer. It's absolutely spot on. I do not need to give the song any more of an introduction from Ben Elton's We Will Rock You. This is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Just killed a man, put a gun gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he said, Mama, life had just begun. But now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, as if nothing.
Mamma mia, let me go. He held him up as the devil put his life for me.
our inversion of the applause again. That was Bohemian Rhapsody from the original cast recording of We Will Rock You. Just so, so good.
Amazing. Slightly scared that there were 40 seconds left. So we're like, well, let's get prepared. But like, it carried on going. And we're
it's,
like, fine.
It's slowing down. We'll get ready for it to end. Nothing's happened yet. It's fine. And that, unfortunately, is about it for tonight. Well, this Aww. Afternoon. Because it's... We'll forget that it's Wednesday. It's Sunday now. Sunday.
Officially.
It's officially Sunday. It's going to be weird listening to this with my family, who yeah. usually listen to this.
Oh, you'll have to listen to your own voice.
I have to do that anyway for True. Editing it. I hate it. It's going to be more worrying if they've hated tonight's show.
And you're sat there staring at them going, right, what's are the you dancing?
What's the verdict, guys? Do you approve? Now, thank you as always for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it half as much as we have. We've had a great time,
yes.
as always. We'll be back at the same time next week, 6 p.m. Sunday evening. In the meantime, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. URN Showtime Facebook, at Showtime URN Twitter. You get the hang of it. We're not as weird on Twitter and Facebook as we are in person.
No, we're separate on that, so yeah. it's fine.
We're quite normal there. We will actually be live again next week, so we'll be able to get your messages in and things like that. So I'm sorry if you've been sending messages in all evening that we haven't answered. We're not actually here. For now, playing us out, though, it can only be one thing. Only one thing. As you know, Rocky Horror has been in Nottingham all this week. Rocky Horror is one of my favourite musicals. Rocky Horror is an absolute classic.
Rocky Horror has been played on this show quite a lot this evening. So really, what were you expecting?
Yes. There's one song that I haven't played yet that I think everybody knows. And even if you don't know it, the dance instructions are right there in the chorus.
There
you
is have no excuse.
You have absolutely no excuse. I will not forgive you if you do not join in with this one. Even if you haven't joined in with any of the songs tonight, this is your chance to redeem yourself. This is, of course, the Time Warp, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you all next Sunday evening. For now, it's just a jump to the left.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely. Never very much longer. I've got to keep control.
Do it, do it.
I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit.
Jump to the left.
And to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. That is a belting thrust. The beat has to be insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's all dreamy. A fantasy dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all in the middle of a mind. You're into the time slip, and nothing will ever be the same. Your space on sensation, like you're under
to the left.
with your hands on